This update is brought to you by Amanda Lang Made Farmers Insurance in Sebring. For all of your insurance needs, see Amanda Lang Made in Sebring across from Luke's Market. Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. Linda Gertrude Holzhausen, 75, of Ubley, has been sentenced. In February, she pleaded no contest to animal abandoning cruelty to 4 to 10 animals. For that, she was sentenced to 36 months and ordered to pay fines and costs totaling $24,678, which included restitution of $24,480 for the care of animals that were rescued from her home in Sanilac County. For her plea, the counts of animals abandoning, the count of cruelty of 25 or more animals, and animals abandoning cruelty to one animal, and harboring unlicensed dogs, were dismissed. The case against Holzhausen started on April 4, 2023. Sanilac County Sheriff's deputies and Animal Control executed a search warrant April 4th at a house on Huron County Line Road in Greenleaf Township. During the investigation, 46 dogs, 4 cats, and 1 bird were removed from the residence after authorities found dogs covered in feces and soaked in urine. County by county, the effort to make motorists aware they share the road with motorcycles continues. May is Motorcycle Awareness Month. As such, Jeremy Bouveret of ABATE, which stands for American Bikers Aiming Towards Education, has been going county to county seeking commissioner's support on Motorcycle Awareness Month and to promote the Look Twice to Save a Life effort. Tuscola County commissioners were the first in the Thumb to go on record supporting the effort, and Huron commissioners were the second. Sanilac commissioners were the next to join the effort. As soon as the weather gets warm, motorcyclists are out and about with their machines, which are much smaller than four-wheel vehicles, which makes them easy to overlook. Motorcycle Awareness Month is a reminder that most four-wheel vehicles versus motorcycle crashes could be avoided with respect and awareness of motorcycles on streets and intersections. And we will be back with more news for you at WLEW and WHST right after this.
This is Amanda Langmaid, agent owner here at Farmers Insurance in Sebring. I know there's a lot going on these days. As a farmer's agent, I understand what you're going through, and I am here to help. Whatever your specific needs may be, I'd be happy to walk you through the process so you can get back to what you really care about. Because with times like this, you should be able to focus on what really matters. I'm ready to help you choose the best insurance options for what you personally need.
To learn more about the best insurance for your budget, call Amanda Langmaid of Farmers Insurance in Sebring, 989-704-3409, 989-704-3409.
Former Michigan star quarterback Denard Robinson is no longer part of Sharon Moore's coaching staff, school spokesman David Abloff confirmed. Robinson was arrested for driving while intoxicated after he was in a single-car accident on April 15th at 3:05 a.m., according to Ann Arbor police spokesman Chris Page. The case has been submitted to the city attorney's office and is currently pending review, according to Page. Robinson declined to comment on Tuesday. Former Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh hired Robinson in 2022 as assistant director of player personnel, and Moore retained him. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump have agreed to hold 2 campaign debates on June 27th, hosted by CNN, and on September 10th, hosted by ABC. CNN says its debate will be held in its Atlanta studios and no audience will be present. The Democratic president earlier Wednesday announced he won't participate in fall presidential debates sponsored by the nonpartisan commission that's organized them for more than 3 decades. Biden proposed 2 debates with the Republican ex-president, excluding third-party candidates. Trump says, "Let's get ready to rumble." CNN holds open the door to Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s participation if he or any other third-party candidate meets polling and ballot access requirements. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. And once again, this update has been brought to you by Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance in Seaboyne. For all of your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Seaboyne across from Luke's Market. And currently, the temperature is 61 degrees. Wind speeds are from the north at 14 miles per hour, gusting to 18 miles per hour, and the humidity is at 57%.